Siviwe Gwarube up on the line to talk to us about their response to the Phalaphala report. We know that they have called for urgent dissolution of parliament and elections, and I believe that she is on the line. Siviwe, your party is calling for the immediate dissolution of parliament and early elections. Why have you chosen that as your response to this report?
If one looks at the serious findings that the independent panel had in their report that was released last night, you can realize that this is no subjective matter that can be simply swept under the rug. This is not, there's a complete distinction between a motion of no confidence and an impeachment inquiry, which the president is currently facing. And our view is that due to the seriousness of these findings, and the fact that the parliament is due to vote on this impeachment inquiry process next week, the reality is that South Africans need to be given the opportunity to choose a government of their choice. Otherwise, they are then shackled with a leadership that they did not elect.
Siviwe, is it not going to be even more damaging to our country to dissolve parliament at this point and start over?
I mean, the reality is that a lot of people are obviously concerned about our stability, but I think it's really important that we don't forsake accountability just for stability. We also mustn't underestimate the kind of instability that is dealt us when we have a head of state that is facing such serious findings. And so ultimately, we have to send the message that it doesn't matter who you are or your station in life. The Constitution views us all as the same. And if the head of state, who's meant to be the custodian of our Constitution, has broken the law, then we've got to go this route.
Are we not just opening the door to invite somebody worse into power?
Well, that's a possibility, but and this is exactly why we're saying that we shouldn't just allow the ANC to, shuffle their deck of cards. We don't think that it's fair to South Africans. We think that rather we should go to the polls so South Africans can choose. Either they want to choose an ANC government again, or they want to choose a different government. And ultimately, the Constitution and the drafters of the Constitution foresaw this eventuality because they've provided for it in the Constitution, in Section 50 of the Constitution. And so it is something that is available to us, and we think that it is high time we brought power back to the people, as opposed to backroom deals that are made by ANC delegates somewhere. But we should take the power back to the voters, who must decide what kind of government and who they want in their government.
Siviwe, we were all waiting for the president to make this expected announcement this afternoon. Should he resign, will the DA continue to call for this early election and dissolution of parliament?
Even more so at that point, because as I said, what we don't want is a scenario where the power rests within the ANC, and all that they do is shuffle their deck of cards and give us a president who was not elected by the National Assembly and by extension the people of South Africa. That's why we're saying rather if a president is impeachable by law, his entire cabinet goes along with him. And our view is that that's the entire government gone. And so let's take it to the polls. Let South Africans vote. The Constitution allows for it. And I think actually at that point, we are instilling stability more than not.
Siviwe, you probably are privy to some inside information. Do you have any idea or indication of when the president will address the nation?
Look, it's unclear. I mean, it seems as though there are deliberations happening within his political party. We look forward to hearing what the president has to say. We've seen his submission that he sent through to the independent panel. And of course, if he has something to share with the nation, then that he absolutely should. It is such a pity, though, in our view, that he has been given ample opportunity to take not only the House into his confidence, but South Africa in his confidence. And it has taken an independent panel to probe him for him to wish to speak about this matter. He's been questioned in the House multiple times. He's been given opportunities, really, to take us into his confidence, and he has failed to do so. And so we will wait to see if any movement happens there. But our eyes now are on the parliamentary process, which is going to be happening next week, Tuesday, where the panel report is going to serve before the House, and members of parliament will have the opportunity to vote on it. And of course, what we're really saying is that to all members of parliament, that it's important that we don't turn our backs to the constitution for political expediency. And so if the constitution provides for an independent panel to make recommendations, the recommendations are made. They suggest that the president may have broken the law and by extension his oath of office, then he needs to be subjected to an impeachment inquiry, and that there shouldn't be political considerations around that. Surely we're capable of choosing the people of South Africa and the constitution over our political interests.
So Vera, just very quickly before we let you go, I've just seen a tweet from your former colleague, Lindiwe Mazibuko, saying if the president resigns tonight, it'll open the door for the nastiest, most craven and unrepentant criminals in the ANC to start feasting again. Are you ready for President David Mabuza? What do you say to that?
Look, I mean, that's the reality is that, and we've long, lost, the faith in within the ANC. And I think that is, for me, we've stopped differentiating between a good ANC and a bad ANC. The reality is that this is one organization. And if these findings are anything to go by, it just shows you that there's no differentiator, really. And South Africans need to be delivered from the ANC in its entirety. And that there isn't one faction of the ANC which is salvageable and somehow must be looked after. It's not our job to do so. We expect a government that will be beyond reproach. And this party has failed that test.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's the DA's chief whip, Siviwe Gwarube, just giving us that party's perspective on the president and the Palapala saga.